I'm Sunny Nestler. Thank you to Superstition Review, who published 5 of my drawings in issue 21. These drawings were developed into a new artist book, Undergrowth, which I self-published in September this year. That intro you just heard was from Cone Zone by Hiss and Hum, an audio piece written to animate my drawings of coneworms, which are drawings of stacks of traffic cones that bend, twist, and mutate into colorful, segmented forms that populate landscapes. Undergrowth is a book of drawings of these creatures and others about an imagined parallel universe, an explosion of organisms, an inner and outer space, a journey through the hairy underbelly of desert and the intestinal depths of the forest. Here to chat with me about the book is my partner and collaborator, A.A. Spencer, whose written work appears between pages 16 and 17 of Undergrowth as a sort of chapter divider. The narrative of Undergrowth is told entirely in imagery without text, but to divide the 3 chapters of the book, I decided to use pages of text written by other people. I did this to play with the idea of the book as a container for text and to combine the visual story with the textual dividers. The text acts as a companion to the drawings, but is not necessarily descriptive or instructive. The first piece of text is called excerpts. Hi, Spencer.
Hi.
Spencer, could you try to describe from memory which drawing you were looking at right before you started writing excerpts?
I can't say that it was one singular drawing that was the jumping off point for the creation of the text. Actually, I kind of dove into the book and looked through each of the drawings for quite a while, looked into them to try to see what was really happening. And what I noticed standing out of all of them was just a lot of time and a lot of space. And the time in each of them felt pretty immeasurable. So I took that into consideration and realized that if I were to write a text about each of the drawings, that they would be really long. Not just because there's a lot going on in each frame, but because it seemed like it was a lot of time that was informing them. So I decided to write what I call excerpts, because I tried to imagine if there were to be a bigger text about each of those drawings, then I would just write like a single paragraph from that imaginary text. That in itself sort of informed the style of the writing to be kind of a mixture of historical and not science fiction per se, but visionary fiction, I guess, which I really like about the work itself, the drawings.
Would you read an excerpt from excerpts?
Sure. A leak in Erthobial Spectra Security DNA archives accounts for over 12 million subspecies of humans, dating back to earlier centurions, when communities felt barely on the verge of being heavily mined. Solar gales, coming on stronger from the southeast, smashing flat into vertical curtains of seawater sweeping across the northwest. There was no need to grow food then, or find it. Particle continuum, exactly how you would have imagined. Just how it could have been on any day. All borders decoded through light. Could you ever have imagined? Just pure light. Born into being, and they know what to do. In any case, those who survived communities, they say, went on. I have a question for you, Sunny.
Okay.
Can you describe what is happening in the drawing called Tectonic Microgrowth, which appears in Superstition Review issue 21 as the 4th of your 5 drawings in that issue?
Sure. Well, it's page 36 from Undergrowth, so that puts it in the 3rd chapter. The 1st chapter shows an introduction to each organism, and the 2nd chapter shows their life cycles, and then in the 3rd chapter, it's more about their ecosystems, their interactions with each other and other species, and how they could mutate, blend, have conflict, etc. So in this drawing, there's a top panel which shows a rectangular excision from a landscape dividing into 4 pieces, and organisms growing in slightly different ways on each quarter of that division. Then that's followed beneath by a 12-panel sequence showing various snapshots of growth that are associated with the cacti, the handworms, and the lantern plants shown above. So I'm going to leave you with a clip from Telephase, an audio sample made by Sasha J. Langford, who is the other writer-collaborator for Undergrowth. And before that, you heard a clip from Abstract Pictures by Ellen Alien. Thanks so much for listening.